You want to talk a bit about Seaman's Church?
Seaman's Church is one of the best places in the port.
Can I just get the, I'm going to do the video, because David wants a video clip, so.
Okay.
This would be a good time.
Is that thing still running?
Yeah, but it's all right. Don't worry about it. What year did On the Waterfront come out? I should know that, but I don't.
What?
What year did that movie come out? On the Waterfront.
You gotta go see it. You never seen it. You gotta
see it. I've seen it, yeah.
Oh, you have seen it.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know.
I'm not sure. Don't hold me to it. I think it came out in 1943, but I'm not sure. It's like, you know, I remember the International Insurance Prison, which I have anxiety and being anxious now. But he said to me, Bobby, ever since The Waterfront came out, everybody thinks it's still that way today.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which it isn't, but in a way it is. It was Teddy Gleason, and this guy died. Teddy Gleason died, and he took over. Can't think of him, but he was the president. I called him up one day about something. Mm-hmm. And that's what he brought that up about The Waterfront, Marlon Brando on The Waterfront. Why is this going to be a close-up?
Yeah, so we can, you know, don't, you know.
Try to be a little natural.
Stop and start as we need to. But,
okay.
So if you just want to tell us a little bit about your experiences and memories of Seaman's Church. Over the years.
Okay, is that on now?
Yeah.
One of the fabulous things that I liked about the Seaman's Church, when I first came over, I guess I came over a few days from Military Ocean Terminal Bayonne, there were downsizing there, and Port Elizabeth, Port Newark, the port was busy, and I would get ordered over to Port Elizabeth, Port Newark. On very hot, humid days, the Seaman's Church was a which is safe haven. What's a safe haven?
Start from hot and humid days.
Yeah, so I was saying about, you know, it was a safe haven when it was 90 degrees outside and 85 degree humidity. You could come over to the Seaman's Church, and if you had an hour or two, sometimes you're on a break for 45 minutes, maybe on your lunch hour, an hour, maybe an hour, 15 minutes on your lunch hour, you could come over here and rejuvenate yourself and take a breather from the weather conditions outside, especially if you were lashing or chalking on ships. And many years later, when automation set in, checkers were out in the field. In the field, that's where the containers are stowed, and you'll be walking down these aisles and getting container numbers, and then feeding that back in. Sorry about this.
It's all right. You have to take it?
No. That's my brother's in that nursing home. I'm trying to shut this sucker off. Yeah. Won't have that interruption no more.
Okay.
So the Seaman Church, as I was saying, was a wonderful place, like in the wintertime and the summertime, to come in and get out of the elements of the weather. Another great thing about the Seaman's Church, They had a place over here for what's the word, libation? Is that the correct word?
Yep.
They had the you could come over for a little libation, and the food, the cafeteria they had here, was really a blessing, where you didn't have to eat off some of these wagons that the port, you know, the men on the waterfront eat off what they call wagons, mobile wagons, where the sanitation is not always the greatest, and where you can get sometimes food poisoning or diarrhea or whatever from eating off these wagons. Whereas the Seaman's Church, you had a good good clean facilities, good clean bathrooms you could use, get out of the elements, and have a decent meal. And that was really important, especially if you were working maybe orders to 9 o'clock at night and you started at 8. Now we start at 6 in the morning. Some people start at 7. So it was that haven for us to come in here and to eat and to congregate and get out of the weather and talk to other people. The camaraderie was great. And in the whole process, the structure of the building and the spirituality of the building gave you something to think about, and we went back to work it did kind of plant the seed of Christianity. At least it did with me, and I'm sure it did that with other people. Here I am today, age 68 years of age, with approximately 50 years in the business, and the Seaman Church here is just absolutely fabulous. Can't say enough about it. I'm not going to go into details. I don't think it's necessary, is it?